بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the ayat that was decided tonight in the beginning of the Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ عَمْ أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. One person came to Ibn Masud رضي الله تعالى عنه and asked him, give me some advice. He said to him, listen to this ayat very carefully and ponder upon it. One is to listen and to ponder and then to follow, to show the person how important this ayat is. Because in this ayat it says the fulfillment of obligations to others. We have obligations. To fulfill those obligations, very important. Very few of us fulfill obligations. Obligation of fulfilling the rights of a family, obligation to fulfill the rights of the father, the mother, obligation to fulfill the rights of neighbors, obligation to fulfill the rights of those who are under you, working under you. This is a vast subject. Obligation to everything, obligation to animals, fulfill the rights of animals. You know this month that person did that, she had a cat there in a house, but she did not let go the cat too, and she did not look after the cat. The outcome was this month that she had to go to Jahannam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obligation to fulfill everyone's rights is very important. Your own children's rights is important. You must not get an impression that Allah gave you children, you not question you. Ya ayyuhal ladina anfu anfusakum ahlikum nara. Allah will question regarding your father and mother also, how you behave with them, how you treat them. Ibrahim a.s.'s father was a fire worshipper, but yet he spoke to him in the most kind way, most generous way. What conduct he had, because that does not allow him to show disrespect. We are showing so much of disrespect to our parents, our mothers and fathers, that the mothers and fathers are complaining all the time that my son is no more a son anymore, does not treat me like a mother. I'm not going to go into detail, there's so many cases that come in this matter. The obligation of rights to mothers and fathers, obligation to rights of your worker also. Allah will question in everything too. Then the obligation to rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rights to Allah ta'ala. One is the rights of people, and one is the rights of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, the rights of Allah ta'ala is what you have to read namaz, to give zakat, to fulfill the command of Allah ta'ala in every way. That is what's called fulfilling obligations. This obligation of doing, then the obligation towards business. Business. Your business must suppose be halal, not haram. Everything that you do, buying and selling, what kind of goods you buying, from where you're buying the goods. Are you buying haram goods? Are you selling haram goods? Are you adding interest in your business? All those things called Ya Yalladin Awfu Bil Uqood. Obligation towards everyone. Your obligation to your nikah too. The time when you came here and you signed the paper, the register, you did not sign in front of us, you signed on Allah Ta'ala that I've accepted this wife as your wife now. Now it's your responsibility to obligation that you to take care of her and all the necessary. That's one ayat. Then you come to another ayat of the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says that, you know, Allah does not make anything difficult in this world for us. He makes things very easy for us too. Then the ayat comes, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When you make wudu, how he showed you how to make wudu. Thereafter he says that if there is no water, what you must do. That means if there is no water there, don't think you can't eat namaz. Now make tayammum also. He made tayammum so easy now. But people don't even know how to make tayammum too. People don't know. One person, bichara, he thought he was too clever. He thought making tayammum, he put the sand in his mouth too. Put sand in his mouth. He thought that is tayammum. Tayammum is so easy that you put your hand, you just be this much, and you put on sand or whatever, clean sand, and just do that, and do that, and this tayammum is done. How easy, and Allah says in the Quran, if you are very, very sick, you can't use water, you use tayammum. So in every way, Allah Ta'ala has made Islam so easy for us. We have made it difficult. Even traveling also, Allah Ta'ala made it that you must make salah on time. So many people go to for Umrah and Hajj and all, in the journey they don't even make salah too. They don't make salah, they miss the forest to go for Umrah, which is a nafil act. So Allah Ta'ala says that, I have made everything difficult, not difficult for you, but easy for you. Everything, no man can take out any mistake. Even at time a person is getting drowned too, at that time he just made niyat of salah, then I've accepted too. So what? If a person got no clothing at all, it's all his mess, nothing to do, he can't get through. He did namaz in that condition too. Because they got no other clothing at all, but do not make any excuses in front of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy to do. That is also a point that, when he says, Allah Ta'ala says, make shukr of my ni'mat I gave you. That is the ayat of Quran after coming, make shukr that ni'mat I am giving you. This is what we are not giving, we are most ungrateful Allah's ni'mat. Allah has given us so much of everything, unfortunately we are not making shukr of it. Man does not even look at his health to see how good he is. That's why they say in Nabi Karim says, look at people who are lower than you. Do not look at people as higher than you. When you look at people lower than you, make a lot of shukr to Allah. The person driving a car too, in his walks, while he's driving the car, he sees a person in the street, who got no car, it's raining, it's waiting. Now you begin to thank Allah Ta'ala, you're giving a ni'mat of this kind, I'm going, and this person going through so much difficulties. Everything you look at the clothing that Allah gave you, how nice it is. When you see a next person, no clothing at all, then you begin to appreciate it. Nabi Karim says that look at a person who is lower than you as far as dunya is concerned. But when it comes to people look at higher than you, when you look at people who are deen in them. Look at that person who is reading more tahajjud namaz, Ya Allah, let me become like him too. Do not look down at him, do not feel jealous of him, but say, Ya Allah, he thinks so much about that, me also make ibadat like that too. Everyone you see, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very high, very great person. His neighbor, when he passed away, he asked him, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, but my neighbor by surpassed me. My neighbor surpassed me. And he was just an ordinary person. He was just going, he lived his 5-10 namaz, but he should go in the morning, go search for food, come back. But every day he should say, Ya Allah, if I was well, I would do more ibadah than Junaid Baghdadi. But just making intention of that kind. But he did not do it, because he had to go early morning to search for food, but he should make his 5-10 salah. But every time you say, how nice, you know, that person got so much, I wish I can also do the same thing though. But just merely making that intention, Allah raised his status so high though. So my dear friends, very important this much, that make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and all the obligations fulfill it. You're making namaz, everything, alhamdulillah, but obligation to everyone is very important to fulfill everyone's obligation to the wife, obligation to the wife, to obligation to the husband too. The children also, everyone, don't think you're going to read namaz and leave your children just that freely. No, Allah will question you. They must also be, why did Nabi Karim himself when they were 8 or 7, bring your child to the masjid? In the 8 or 7, what is he going to do? He will go and play fools there. But teach him a lesson, he said, from the 8 or 7, bring him to the masjid. How many of us in the time of Fajr Salah bring your small children to the masjid? In other words, our duty is to bring your children that age. Yet they do not know they're coming for salah, but the most important thing, they're coming to the masjid. As time goes, Rasulullah says, at the age of 10, you must become more strict with them. When you become more strict with them, the child becomes concerned now, this is something very important. Then he also becomes very conscious about it. At the age of 15, he knows my namaz is farz on me. You don't have to train with namaz, he'll tell you to read namaz too. But unfortunately, today we are not taking it at that. Let us now fulfill the rights of everyone, the rights of children, rights of wife of workers, everyone. Then Allah Ta'ala give us barakat and izzat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa la aqibatu al-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-ma'in. Fatir al-samawati wa rabbil alamin. Anta waliyi fi al-dunya wa al-akhir. Tawaffani muslim wa al-hikm bis-salihin. Allahumma nas'aluka rida'aka wal-jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika an-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.